Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thanks again for a new day of new inspiration and dedication and commitment, Lord. Thank you that you've called us home to partake of godliness and partake of the inheritance that you've laid out for our lives and so to walk victorious here on the earth, bringing light for darkness. Truth for lies. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful calling out of darkness into your marvelous light on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Timothy 2 from verse 1 to 4. I'm first just going to read verse 1 and 2 from the TPT translation. Timothy, my dear son, live your life empowered by God's free-flowing grace, which is your true strength, found in the anointing of Jesus and your union with him. And all that you've learned from me, confirmed by the integrity of my life, deposit into faithful leaders who are competent to teach the congregation the same revelation.
Hallelujah. So beautiful here that we see that we've got a life empowered by the loving and by God's free-flowing grace. And the free-flowing grace is the divine desire, the divine wisdom that comes from his heart that gets imparted into our heart. So it's relative to who we really are, and it's relative to the plan and purpose God has for us, relevant to kingdom realities, relevant to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And that is our true strength. As we've come home now, and so we're partaking of the wonderful fellowship in the family, and then the wonderful plan, kingdom realities plan that God has for us, relevant to the earth at this time. And it's found in the anointing of Jesus. Jesus is ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet, and we now co-heirs together because we united with him. And so as we learn, we share this also. We share this with faithful leaders who are able, who are faithful. Fat, I say often, fat disciples, faithful, available, and teachable. And so that they can receive this revelation and can draw close to their God, and then also encourage creation with this great reality. Amen. Okay, verses 3 and 4, my sweetie.
Overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the Anointed One. For every soldier called to active duty must divorce himself from the distractions of this world, so that he may fully satisfy the one who chose him.
Hallelujah. Beautiful picture here. We now soldiers of the Almighty. Amen. Co-heirs with Jesus, marching in step in the Lord's army. A wonderful song says that. So we are called and we're in active duty. Amen. And now partaking of the kingdom realities, partaking of the leadings of Jesus, partaking of the love of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's what's so important, to stay. I think of Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17, that the eyes of our understanding is enlightened. So we're getting enlightened with the wonderful mercies of God, which is the wisdom of God, pure, agreeable, that edifies and uplifts. So it's encouragement for us, and then it also brings peace and brings encouragement out there into the world. So that's our calling, guys. We've been set apart to holiness so as to be relevant. And when you know the hope of your calling, as you are growing in the pure spiritual milk of the word, you are able to instruct others and then take them deeper. And then you instruct them to also get to their God and tap into their God, to partake of that unique, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, portion that God has laid aside for their life. So it's all about looking to the Lord and then encouraging our brothers and sisters and being a light in the world and bringing about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So arise and shine. You are a child of the living God, and it's his power of his Holy Spirit is there to like I said, here, Ephesians chapter 1:17, give us hope. When you've got hope, you encourage others, and you know the hope that is made available to every brother and sister and every person actually out there in the world, because you are developing on schedule. And what you've seen, you know everyone needs to see this and partake of it. So why? So that we can, as it goes on with it, that so that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can now quicken our mortal bodies, that can now bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.